reminded me it was a daylight savings time. You mentioning about being awake as well. I just, I have to change the song, but this is a song about, definitely a song about being awake. It's called, well, it's like the first line in the song. But. I am awake, I am awake, I am alive.
It doesn't matter what time I go to bed. I can go to bed at 1 in the morning. I can go to bed at 1 in the morning. I can go to bed at 1 a.m. or I can go to bed at 7 in the evening. I'm still going to wake up at 4. So, this morning, I don't know, something's going on with my system, because this morning I still woke up at 4, which was 3. And I said, oh, come on. So when I did get up, I read the daily word. And the only thing missing was the birds. The birds said, no, it's not time yet for us to be up. I didn't hear any birds chirping. Well, this morning, this is Power Sunday. I love Power Sunday because it reminds me of the power that is within me. In January, we talked about the power of Anybody remember faith? Yeah, faith. Faith gets us started, right? And then what power did we talk about in February?
Wisdom.
Strength.
Strength.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What happened to wisdom?
That's today.
That's the power.
So you're on the right track. Wisdom is today. Strength was February.
Okay.
Yeah. We're strong. Not physical strength, but we're strong in spirit. And we stand strong in spirit always. So today we're going to talk about wisdom. We put faith together. I hope you've been practicing your faith and the little tips we got when we went through that, and the one on strength. Because who doesn't need strength in this day and age?
Nobody.
We need strength, right?
Yes.
We need strength to know the truth and to pass through. So we're talking about wisdom. Wisdom from darkness, which is ignorance, to light, that is wisdom, and that light is in you. So the journey from darkness to light, from ignorance to illumination, it's not a physical journey that you take. It's not like turning on the light switch. It is a life-changing spiritual awakening that resides within each and every one of us, not just some of us. Each and every one of us, we all have the light of the Christ in us. I know from the looks I'm getting, you're thinking about current events. But we all have the light of the Christ within us. It's just that that light is often dimmed by ignorance, doubt, and fear. Think of a single candle. You have this, we have one right back here. See how it flickers, that candle. Flickers. If we were to turn out the lights in here and darken the room, the darkness would represent our limited understanding, our fears, our clinging to outdated beliefs. But the candle, however small, represents the seed of wisdom, the spark of divine potential, and that potential is in everything. You notice how the trees, with this warmer weather, you notice how some trees are beginning to sprout. That's that divine potential. The other day I saw, I don't know what kind of flower it was, but it was starting to peek up and bloom, and I said, oh, no flower, don't bloom yet. Yeah. That's that divine potential that resides in all of us. Jesus Christ said, seek ye first the kingdom. Seek ye first the kingdom. When we turn within to seek wisdom, the light, we open ourselves to a deeper understanding of the universe and our place in it. We open ourselves to the kingdom. For us, the kingdom is where divine ideas are stored. It's available to all of us always. Always. But guess what happens?
What?
Sometimes that small flicker of a flame that is within us, when we turn within and burst into a blazing fire. And we all have that ability in us. No matter what's going on, we have that fire within us. No matter what's going on, we can tap into the wisdom within and ask, seek, am I to do with this? And the answer will be provided. But you got to do the work. You got to do the work to see that divine order, the order and the harmony of things are always there. Sometimes they're just hidden in the darkness, in the not knowing. I don't want to say the word ignorance too many times. I don't want anybody's consciousness to catch hold of that and hold on. But the not knowing, sometimes it's always there. But if you don't turn to it, if you don't learn about it, if you don't seek it, then it will stay in the dimness. You know people that worry all the time, that are fearful all the time? If you're watching any news, that could be you. But when we turn to the light that is within us, we get clarity. We get clear vision. And then take that deep breath and just let all that stuff roll off. And know that there is an order to the universe, and it's at work right here, right now, in our lives. So, the journey from darkness to light, it isn't always easy, is it? Is it easy for anybody? It requires courage. It requires courage to confront your own limitations. It requires courage to question deeply held beliefs. It requires questions to be open to new perspectives. And it goes along with a willingness to let go of judgment. Who judges? And nobody judges in here. You're all divinity students. You don't judge. But it requires a willingness to let go of judgment. Judgments that no longer serve you. Old habits, thought patterns. We get trapped sometimes in the darkness. But there's always a way out. There's always a way out. Wisdom is defined as intuitive knowing. Spiritual intuition on Truth Unity gives us this definition. Wisdom is defined as intuitive knowing. That tells me I always have wisdom to make right decisions in me. Charles Fillmore, co-founder of Unity, taught that wisdom is not merely intellectual knowledge, but a practical living force. It is the ability to apply, it is the ability to apply divine understanding to our everyday lives, to make choices that align with our highest potential. But we have to let go of that old stuff, right, to be able to move into that. It's about recognizing the inherent goodness within ourselves and others. It's there. It's there. But of all thy knowledge, Scripture tells us, get understanding. You have to get that divine understanding. What does that mean for us? It means we are one in spirit. We are one in spirit. And as you'll find out if you come to class Thursday, a little plug, if you come to class Thursday, Even though we're one in spirit, we're not the same. We don't have to be the same. When I get divine understanding, I recognize you. I see you, I hear you. We're not the same, but we're one in spirit. And once we get that understanding, the light begins to come on, the light begins to beam, the light begins to spur us into knowing the truth. So, I guess your question might be at this point, how do you cultivate the wisdom that is already within you, the inner light that's already within you? You have to take time for quiet reflection and communion with God, your inner source of wisdom, where you receive your guidance. You have to take time. If you're not taking a moment to even sit and contemplate the things of spirit, the things of God, the goodness that is in all beings, then you're doing yourself a disservice. Now, don't accept the darkness as your truth. Through every experience, the light of wisdom is always within you, waiting to be ignited, to be turned on. I read a quote by an unknown author, and it says, "Wisdom is like a gentle breeze. It whispers to us, urging us to awaken." Yes, I love that quote. It calls on us to look beyond the surface. Anybody ever make an assumption and later find out that it's not the truth?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Once in a while.
Yeah. Yeah. When you find yourself making an assumption, question it. Question it. Is this the truth? Is this for the good of all that is in this experience? Yeah, put it to the test. Seek a deeper understanding. Take a moment. If it's painful, take a moment, sit. Ah, take that deep breath. Turn within to that light. One way to quiet the chatter of the mind, anybody's mind always chattering?
Once in a while.
One way to quiet that chatter is to seek the still small voice of the wisdom within you, the source that is within you. Guidance, clarity, courage to step out of the shadows into the light. You can shift. You can shift your mindset from the negative stuff to faith, allowing the light of wisdom to shine through. But making the shift to the light of wisdom can be achieved through conscious effort. You can't just go about it willy-nilly. You have to be determined that I am going to turn within where my answers are. Yeah. And we can get knowledge and understanding from books, classes, you come into the services. But I want you to always filter it through the lens of your own inner wisdom. Take time to think about it. Seek within. We can tell you anything. But you know if it's a troop for you by taking the time to listen to your spirit turning within.
Yeah.
So we all have the potential to move from darkness to light. We all have the potential to move from ignorance or not knowing to illumination and wisdom. So let us embrace the journey. Allow the divine light within you to shine, to transform yourself and the world around you. How do we do that? Acts of kindness, hugs. A kind word to someone. Empathy to someone who you don't even know, that may be standing on a street corner. Instead of judging, empathy. Know that they're doing the best that they can with what they have to work with, and you're doing the best you can with what you have to work with. When we know this truth, when we seek that inner wisdom, once we get a touch of the divine wisdom within, like my grandmother used to tell us, you know better so you can do better. Yeah. Once you get a glimpse of that, strive to live your life from that point. So, let's go forth. Let's go forth and let our light shine. Let's go forth and be the beacons of hope. We affirm here all the time that Unity Church of Light is a beacon. Be that beacon. Be that, you're part of the whole. Go out, represent. Represent the teachings not only of the Fillmores for unity, but the teachings of Jesus Christ. Love one another. Do unto to others as you would have them do unto you. We have that within us to be the spiritual beings that we were created to be. I see that for you. Let's turn within. Let's take this opportunity to touch that wisdom, to touch that light, to touch that spirit deep within us. Let's affirm first the Lord's Prayer, and then we'll go into it. That kind of gives us, puts us, settles us down into the mood, affirming the Lord's Prayer. So let's affirm it together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Now take a deep breath and give yourself permission to do as we were told to do. Come apart a while. Take some time to get familiar with that is within you. We have the power. Just as Jesus gathered the 12 around us, we have the power that is represented by the disciples within us. And we're learning how to partake and pick and choose and use them to lift ourselves into a higher state of consciousness. So take a deep breath and give yourself permission as you release it to rest and trust in this moment. This is your moment. To enter into the kingdom. I'm going to speak these words in the first person because I want you to take them in as your own. I want you to let the truth that they represent to me be your truth. I open my heart and mind to you, dear God, infinite light of my being. I feel your shy light shining everywhere in me where shadows of doubt and misunderstanding may linger. And in this moment, right here, right now, I release all thoughts of fear, judgment, and limitation. Right here, right now, I lay them down, knowing that this is my moment for overcoming. And I affirm that your wisdom flows within me. I feel the activity of spirit moving and touching, guiding my every thought, word, and action. And as your light, dear God, grows even brighter within me, revealing clarity, revealing peace, revealing understanding, and I take a moment to just listen. And to lay all that I inquire or wonder or question, lay it at the altar of my heart. And I do so contemplating you, Holy Spirit, in the quiet. And in this time of peace, I pause for a moment to give thanks for the gifts that I have received in this moment. The gift of insight, the gift of spiritual awareness, the gift of growth in consciousness. And I give thanks, dear God, that I am forever connected to your infinite wisdom. and in faith and truth, I step boldly into the light of truth, trusting and embracing my divine nature. And for this and all things, dear God, I give thanks. In the spirit and in the light of the Christ. And I say amen, and it is so, and so it is in this moment, claiming it. Amen. And our affirmation this morning, I allow divine wisdom to guide my life. I want you to take that in, to claim it this morning, and affirm it together with me. It's on your insert. I allow divine wisdom to guide my life. Life. And I want you to think of someone. Think of someone who you want to share this affirmation with, who you want to send out the light of this affirmation to. Visualize them even standing before you, if you like, or the universe on a whole. And let's affirm this for them together. You allow divine wisdom to guide your life. And as we think of the universe, as we think of our community, as we think of anyone who is a part of all of us, let's affirm this for all of us together. We allow divine wisdom to guide our life. And we claim it right now. We know it is so. And we go forth expressing it. Amen.
You're going to think I wrote this song on the spot for you, but certainly for your message.
Wow.
Your eyes never see. You say you need someone that you can trust and understand. Someone who knows you and can show you the way. Well, the end of light illuminates the night like a beacon bright. When we're lost, all alone, that still small voice helps us make our choice. When we're lost, knowing what to do and when it's time to move can keep you wide awake all night. When your mind is very good at coming up with endless choices, when you need to know what's one is really right. Illuminates the night like a beacon bright. When we're lost, all alone, that still soft voice helps us make our choice. When we're lost, and we must be at home. From our tiniest decisions to the reasons we exist, it's our compass, our sure divining rod. And it will take us ever higher, with glory in our eyes as we caress the face of God. Let's make our choice, ramble on.